Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side.
Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and Superdeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a good day to this point. Darren McFarland, that's me, Willie Donick, alongside Chase McCabe as well. We are live here at Pete and Terry's Tavern next door to the Bridgestone Arena. Tonight it's the Predators and the Blackhawks, 7 o'clock puck drop. I'll have pregame for you at 6 and everything heard right here on 102.5 The Game. Let's head over to West End as the fire truck goes right by us downtown. And the ambulance.
Oh, boy.
Not sure what's going on, but they were moving right by us. Derek Mason, the fine head football coach at Vanderbilt, is on the line with us. Coach, how you doing?
Chase, Willie, and Darren doing well. Sounds like we got a commotion down there.
We do have a little commotion.
I'm not sure what's going on, but they were just racing right by us as we brought you to the airwaves. You told us last week you were going to practice to a certain point, and then you guys were going to take a break. Do you feel like you, your staff, your team came back from that little break, and you feel refreshed and ready to go?
Yeah. I mean, this group needed to take a couple of days and rest up, heal up, mentally. Just move away from it. And they didn't move too far away from it. You know, you ask these guys continue to take care of their bodies, eat well, get some rest, get ahead on the studies, and that's what they did. So, I mean, I was glad to see them on Sunday. When we got back, we had a non-typical, Sunday practice that was about, 60, 65 minutes. Generally, those practices are about, 30, 35 minutes where we go through, and we recap the game, but we actually, put on, shoulder pads and some shells and went out and, got some work done. And it was a great fundamental day. And we got good work done. We were able to get some competitive periods going. And then we came back with a good full padded, Tuesday practice today. And that was, great. I mean, I thought these guys moved around well. And we got back to, understanding, what we have to do. And now it's just about moving this thing forward. Being one day better off a Tuesday practice to go into a Wednesday because we can't beat ourselves. So South Carolina's the opponent, not us. Let's make sure we get better, and we did.
That's good. Are you able to do team building stuff during the season or no?
Every practice is a team building exercise. That's sort of the way I see it. It's an opportunity to get on the grass and, compete against one another, and that competition, provides two things. It provides learning lessons and opportunities for achievement. And with that being said, man, when guys individually get better, team gets better. And when the team gets better, that's a team building activity for me. So I'm just trying to make sure, man, that we can, continue to talk about, what matters for us, how we shape it, what the narrative is for how we need to practice. In terms of standards and expectations. And I think, I try to do it in a way where, guys can grab it and comprehend it. So I want these guys to learn how to trust one another. And that's always a team building activity, learning how to trust the man next to you so that you can do your job and he can do his.
I like that answer. I didn't know if you were going to have like a Halloween party and anybody was going to dress up, any of your players were going to dress up as you and have the vest on and dance. And, I thought that would be fun.
Well, you know what? I mean, I'm sure they'll do that as well. I don't mind being heckled. I mean, that's part of it. They tease me all the time. There's enough Masonisms to go around, for these guys. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see a guy in a vest or, to see a guy, in a pair of, pink tennis shoes, with a fly ball cap, talking about, hey, man, I look like Coach Mason, don't I? So these dudes are funny like that, so I wouldn't put it past them.
Who's the best at that? Who gives it to you the best that even you laugh?
They
Has anybody
all do.
Done that?
They all do. I mean,
they all
the big
do.
Guys,
wow.
Yeah, yeah. From the big guys to the little guys. You know, I mean, everybody's busting my chops about something. So sometimes, and that's okay. You know, I want to make sure. I mean, they know and understand that there's a line that they don't cross. And we always respect one another. But I think with that, you got to be able to have fun with these guys. They walk around sometimes. They'll come in, you know, with their hat, you know, turned a certain way, or you know, man, the sweats look a certain way, or they'll belt out one of those Masonisms, and I can't help but laugh because all they're doing is poking fun at me.
I have to confess, the basketball coach when I was there was Eddie Fogler, and the players had a suite. And I left a recording. Back then, we had the actual answering machine that had the recording there. And I left a recording as Coach Fogler. And the office kept calling because they were the secretary and the other coaches, they wanted to hear. And they kept calling the number just so they could hear the answering machine.
That's what I'm talking about.
That is what a good team is all about, being able to have good-natured ribbing back and forth.
Absolutely. I mean, that's part of it. That's a locker room experience, you know, hopefully, you know, like in every sport. But I know in this sport, man, you got to be able to have thick skin and really enjoy, man, your teammates. And I think that's the experience that, you know, I'm looking for and I'm trying to provide.
So, Coach, you had an interesting situation where you made a switch at quarterback. He gave you a great spark in Mo Hassan, and then he had to leave the game with injury, and he's been dealing with that since. And at the same time, you had, as we talked about a couple weeks ago, or last week, I guess, the great relief performance by Riley Neal as well. So I guess that's what you're dealing with as you get ready for this game on Saturday.
It is. You know, I mean, Mo's in protocol and you know, getting better every day. And, you know, I mean, Riley and Deuce are you know, I've been taking these practice reps and making sure, man, that these opportunities count for them. But, look, I just said it to you and I said it to my team. Hey, you know, individually, man, we all have to grasp, you know, what's in front of us and make sure, man, that we make our reps count. And as those guys get better, the guys around you will get better. Like I said, if individually you can get better, the team gets better. And that's what these guys are doing. I mean, they're not worried about, you know, man, who's stepping out there. Man, they're worried about trying to make sure, man, that these plays, you know, man, can come alive. Because, you know, man, their actions, their attitude, you know, always affects outcomes. So I want to make sure, man, that they're going about it the right way. And, you know, man, all they can do is control the controllables, and that's getting reps right now. So let's make sure we do that.
As you guys self-scouted and did an evaluation, it really seemed like it had to be a positive thing because you're coming off a game where there were some breakthroughs. You guys found some formulas that were working. What were a couple other things that maybe you emphasized to your group as to how you stay consistent with it and maybe go to the next level when you have a bye week and you have a chance to really sit down and go through some things?
Yeah, it's about looking at, you know, when those things where you've slid a little bit, and I thought we made some corrections, luckily, before we got to the bye week. I mean, that helped us a little bit, but it's about repeatability. It's about, you know, the idea of being intentional about your work. And I know a lot of times, man, you hear a lot of buzzwords, but I think, you know, you have to – these are the same buzzwords that I continue to use because that's what it's about. It is about your actions. It's about attitude affecting outcome. It's about trusting the man next to you. It's about doing your job. And if you can boil it down to those things, along with, you know, having fun. What's fun? Fun is, you know, man, competition or achievement. You know, man, players are either motivated by one of those two things, okay? They love to compete or they love to achieve. So if that's the case, let's grow. There are no – when you're talking about a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday practice, you know, there are no losses. What there are learning opportunities, okay? The losses come on Saturday when you have guys that can't make the adjustments or the change or guys that aren't one-take players. And so I'm asking guys right now, hey, man, we got to be a one-take unit. You got to be a one-take receiver. You got to be a one-take quarterback. You can make a mistake, but you can't make the same mistake twice. You know, and that's how you grasp, you know, the opportunity to get better. That's what we talked about during the bye. That's what we're continuing, you know, to focus on right now. Individual achievement, you know, collective growth, collaboration, so we can play better.
I want to ask you about Jared Pinkney because, as we discussed last week, one of the big plays in the game, he makes a key catch on the touchdown drive that wins it. It's obvious that he doesn't probably have the numbers that he thought he would have, you guys thought he would have. But we've also talked about him as such a great character guy and leader. So what, how have you discussed things? How has he handled this patch? Because there's still a lot of season left to be played, and I'm sure that, that the best in him is going to come out.
Yeah, I agree with you when you talk about the best of him coming out. You know, it's only like in the midst of our circumstances where, you know, like adversity really gets a, gives you a chance to see who you are. And, you know, like for him, you know, I mean, he's remained quiet. You know, I mean, in terms of, you know, like not wanting to, you know, I mean, comment on things that have no bearing on what he can do to get better. And I think that's important. And then, you know, there's other parts of his game that needed to get better. He needed to become a better blocker. Okay, I mean, people know that he can catch footballs. He caught enough of them a year ago, but it doesn't add to maybe, you know, like some frustrations at times when you don't get the ball. So for him, you know, I mean, he's managed his emotions. I mean, he's continued to stay in the hunt and in the fight. And as he's done so, okay, man, what I'm starting to see is, you know, man, somebody who can truly be depended upon. And that's what, you know, man, guys at the next level look for. But that's what we need here. We need young guys to know and understand, how do you play without the football? You know, can I make my team better? Okay, not having the ball in my hands and not, you know, like creating issues, you know, like for us when things aren't necessarily going my way. And that's what he's done. And I think his best ball is still in front of him. You know, we got an opportunity this week. And, you know, as he's practicing, you know, man, better and better, you know, man, what I'm starting to see is that for him, you know, man, it's fun. You know, he's having a good time. So we just got to continue to keep the party rolling. So keep playing the music. Let's go.
Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason here with us on Darren Donick and Chase. So how difficult is it with the uncertainty with Mo Hassan if he can't go, or if he can, that, you know, he's on tape now. He was in a game against Missouri. How are you able to make the adjustments for South Carolina? And we know what Will Muschamp can do defensively. How are you able to adjust with him still in the protocol?
You know what? I mean, it's about, you know, I mean, who we are and how we function. You know, like Mo Hassan may have had one or two plays, man, and that looked different than like Riley Neals in terms of what he was asked to do. But the premise of the offense was very, very similar. So we don't fully tailor it around the quarterback, man. We tailor it, you know, like to what we think we need to do, like in order to have success. And that's where we're at, man. We're in that pocket where, you know, man, we're formulating, you know, what we need to do versus what they give us. And really just trying to make sure, man, our best players, you know, touch the ball. I mean, we got a lot of weapons on offense. Man, we know that we've got to be able to stay on the field and manufacture some drives and put points on the board in order, you know, man, to play with this ball club. So, you know, that's where we're at. I mean, it's about, you know, putting these schemes together, making sure, man, that it's player-driven, not coach-driven, because coaches don't play. So, in doing so, man, we're going to give this team its best chance to compete in Columbia, you know, where we go to Williams-Rice Stadium and try to play our best ball.
Coach, I don't know how much you want to comment on this, but I'll bring it up. The NCAA voting, that it looks like it's moving towards the process of allowing athletes the opportunity to benefit from the use of their name, image, and likeness. You know, and this is something that I think has been coming for a while, but just your thoughts on it, if the NCAA does lean this way, that athletes are going to be able to, I guess, earn a little money just from their name, image, and likeness.
You know what? I haven't had a chance to really dive into it. And again, you know, I mean, that's not me avoiding. I mean, I'm just the focus right now on beating South Carolina. You know, I mean, like whatever legislation, man, they put out there, you know, I mean, we follow, I follow, I support, and I believe in. I mean, I think the student athlete experience is different now in 2019 than it was in, you know, man, 1991. You know, when I played. So, I mean, it's a different experience. And I think what you do is, okay, it's always about the now. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, progress being made, you know, like in how we see, you know, student athletes, where they stand, you know, man, in terms of like what they're doing, the work that gets done, and how we can resource them. So, like for me, I mean, I'll just continue to follow the legislation, see where it takes us, and you know, when I have a better idea of what's going on and what's happening, I'll be able to comment.
Derek, we appreciate the visit. As always, go get them in Columbia, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you. Let's anchor down.
All right, that is Derek Mason, Vanderbilt head football coach. We will come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase on the other side, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.